Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping out the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Wow, what's up? Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. Yes, I am sick, but I'm still doing the show because I love everybody, and hell no, I'm not camming up. First of all, before I go any further, I have to say rest in peace to Smokin' Joe Frazier and Heavy D. The last hour of the show will be a tribute to Heavy D, so we'll be playing music and everything like that. So we got a good show tonight. We have Offset from Mississippi coming on. He got this song called Bullfrog Yay, and I swear his video has got to be like the craziest video out there, because this motherfucker actually got a motherfucking, how can I explain it? He actually has a video, and it's got crack in it, the coke, the motherfucking smoke in it, everything. This video is fucking bananas. The song is bananas. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in Princess Nay and let her come in, because the more she talks, the less I have to talk, and my voice is just crazy right now. So without further ado, my sexy co-host that y'all can't see tonight, but y'all will see us back on Friday because I redid my fit cam. Yeah.
Yay.
Your stream ain't working. working right for me, and that live video ain't working right. It works, but it don't record. And then on top of that, I miss Stick Cam. I miss it. So they just gonna have to. We just gonna be nice. If any nasty,
that'd be nice.
Cause we need those numbers. So any nasty shit we do, we'll just take it to Rude and get paid for it.
All right.
Hello, how you doing?
Man, don't be how you doing to me. Y'all saw you trying to replace me with that nigga on Twitter. How y'all gonna replace me?
Oh, no. Remember, we always want a male co-host to balance it out. But, yo, that show gonna be crazy because I swear, yo, when his video Moment of Silence came out and I'm looking at it, girl, do you know how much trouble I got from in it because of that video?
Why?
What?
I haven't seen it.
Have you? You've seen him though, right? So, like, when that song came out, I forgot who the fuck I was dating. And I may have said some slick shit.
The norm.
Yeah, like, you know, like how good he look, and you know. I think I may have felt my forehead go up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I can't cam up right now because I'm in the tub anyways.
Oh, girl, don't worry about it. Tonight, the last hour from 9 to 10 is all about Heavy D tonight. So I told the artist to call in at 8:15.
You need to call in now, scary self.
Oh, I told him to call in.
Huh?
I told him to call in.
Yeah, and that other dude on there talking mad cash. These dudes, they always, I don't understand.
That's just how men are. That's just how men are. They talk shit till we put them in their place, and then it's all over.
It's sad. It's a sad, sad situation. You know, I feel sorry for him, and I want to take pity, but then I think about all the trash that they talked prior, and I just feel like I just need to take it to them, you know? I want to make them cuddle up in the corner, sucking their thumb, calling for their mama.
Yo, I swear, yo, for all the shit that these motherfuckers be, like, talking on Twitter, I wish that I could just have, like, a fuck-off with them, and I'd fuck the hell out of them, and be talking shit as I'm giving it to him and looking back at the camera and be like, yo, Diddy, this is how you tell a motherfucker to take that.
Yes.
That's what I would do. I would just be like, yeah, come on.
And I'm going to videotape.
Oh, yeah, see. And it'd be pay-per-view, too.
Yes, I'm going to videotape.
So I'm like, ooh, like, yeah. And I'm so tired of people calling me up because they got a new single talking about getting on my show. First of all, no. I didn't ask you to be on my show, and I don't see a PayPal for a yard, then we got issues. I don't give a fuck about what y'all got going on. I don't give a fuck about your dick game. I don't give a fuck about your rap game. None of that. If I didn't ask you, then evidently you ain't proved yourself to be worthy. So I don't, please, don't call my phone with that bullshit. I mean, especially my personal one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't really care. I'm good. Yo, let's talk about this magazine. I swear, man, I seen today, because, you know, I've been sick. I seen like the first 24 pages of the magazine. Martha for N3PA Services showed it to me, and I swear, man, I had tears in my eyes.
How about this? How about we talk about all these mimicking copycat ass motherfuckers that want to mimic every fucking thing that Chocolate City Radio does because they want to be like us, but they can't be us. So then they try to be like us and fuck it all up. So then we just sit back and laugh. Like, you ignorant bitch, you can't be like us.
Oh, you're going hard in the paint. You're going hard in the paint. I mean, to me, I look at it as a compliment because no one can ever duplicate Chocolate City, Choc Mommy, or Princess Nay, are riding the motherfucking wave. So for motherfuckers that try to duplicate what we do, what my media manager does, I mean, it's sad because, trust me, once my magazine drops and I don't have, like, a lot of stress on me and I can go ahead and put everybody on blast officially, I will. But I'm not going to waste my time and energy and effort and mention it in my magazine because then I will give them a little bit of shine, and I'm not going to do that. So once the magazine drops, then everybody will be like, yo, damn, how can we get in it? Don't you fuck with such and such? Nah, really, I don't. Well, damn, you need to. You feel me? So
it's like, no, they can't fuck with us because we don't fuck with them. Notice the cutoffs, everybody. Notice who we do and don't fuck with. And pay close attention. You know, tries to make me be good. So I'm going to respect her wishes and not be the nasty motherfucker that I can be at times, because, you know, the princess can be a real bitch at times, and I'm trying not to be that. But I will say, if you sit back and watch and pay very close attention, you will see that those Mufasa-looking motherfuckers are no longer validated. I'm just saying.
So, you know, there you have it. Like, hello, everybody in the chat room. But, you know, to me personally, all I know is I submitted the songs for Riding Away mixtape. Oh, my God. Hercules. That shit is going to be fire. Like, man.
Man, when I'm trying to log into the chat room, I'm about to get mad.
Don't get mad. See what happens when you go to the A and you don't tell the motherfucker? I think you was on a dick mission and you just don't want to tell me. That's what I think.
You think so? You know, it's a possibility that I could have been, but unfortunately, that's not what it was. But, you know, I'm not saying that I won't go back and try to have one of those, but this time that is not what it was.
Okay, it may not.
If there are any applicants that want the princess to come to ATL and be on that kind of mission, just hit me up and let me know.
You know what? I'm not fucking with you. I am not fucking with you today. Because, like, really, I'm not. Oh, I got some new toys coming. Oh, my God. Saturday is super, what is it? Second Sensual Saturday, and that's when we get to do the fan questions, and I get to show off the toys. So I might need to find another. I can't do stick cam for that one. So that might be something I'll do on Rude if I can get Rob and set it up. I don't know what the fuck you've told him, but ever since y'all, you know, you talked to him, his mind has been elsewhere. I can't get him to focus. I don't know what the fuck shit you be whispering to that motherfucker on the sidelines, but I need Rob to get it together and work. So everybody that's replying to the questions for the magazine, please make sure you hashtag #ChocTag. That's very important because we can easily get the answers and make sure you're in the magazine. So I really need you guys to do that for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I want all my fans, followers, and supporters to be in the magazine. Now, I even have a section for my sexiest followers. So, you know, send in your pictures, everything like that, and, you know, you'll be in the magazine. Models, I'm not looking for a cover model because it's about me. I'm going to put you in the magazine. Yeah, managers, this, that, the third. I got somebody to be good for the cover. Not my cover. She'd be good for somebody else's, but no. I see a 631 number calling in. Let's see who this is. 631, what happened to you? You on the air.
Hello.
I got scared.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Hey, this is Chocolate City Radio. This is Chuck Mommy. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Damn, we said hello like 5 times.
I don't know. Anyway, it's not important.
It's not.
Yeah. So make sure you guys do that. I'm getting hella answers, and it is so funny. It's just like some of these answers, woo-wee. Some of these pictures, oh my. One dude was real cute about his answers. He sent a picture in of him as a baby. He's like, I was cute as a baby, and I'm still cute. And he sent his grown-up picture, and I have to say, hell yes. Yeah, you know, I haven't got to the point where I need y'all to twit pics of dicks, but when I do, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm most definitely going to let y'all know. That'll be awesome. You know what I mean? So, Princess Nay, do you have anything that you would like to say before I blast you for dipping off?
Yes, I can't log into the chat room.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mommy.
You're not sorry. You don't even feel bad. Hey, Dawn, my love, I see that you're in there. I just can't log in.
Why you can't log in?
I don't know. It just won't let me.
Maybe because you old nat, you old dirty ass broad.
I miss being called that.
You don't. Hey, hold on. Because you know what, Mr. GAO asked, he got some heritage with Heavy D and everything, right? So. You know what? Hold on. Let me share some Chocolate City love.
Yes, share some with Mr. GA, crooked dick motherfucker. I'm in. Yay!
I hope his phone is on, because that's embarrassing if it ain't.
I'm not right.
Vanilla Cone.
Why would you say
that? Oh, wow. You gave the government name when you answered. That's so sad. Everybody knows who you are now.
Yeah, funny.
That's funny.
Mr. G.A., where the fuck have you been? We don't have any names to beat up on like we normally do. You know, our pussy has gotten so good. It's like gold. Like, man. I could have spliced this thing. We can't find people to rumble with us.
What's happening?
I was actually in Atlanta this weekend, Sunday. I forgot that you lived in Atlanta Hill. It's been so long since I talked to you.
What's going on with y'all?
Oh,
we were calling to give you some love.
One love. I thought it was actually Chop calling me. Wow, you're on the show. That's what's happening.
Oh, he thought I was calling for some of that old throwback dick. It's classic like a pair of Reeboks.
Y'all funny. I forgot it's Tuesday, right? Yeah, they had the show on Tuesday. That's
yeah. Oh, wow. You really forgot about us like that?
No, I didn't forget about y'all, but yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't forget about y'all. I got mail up for y'all. Mail up for y'all.
Whatever. Now, when I get his ass on a prank call, then he'll feel a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Then he's going to be mad.
You can't even have a prank call. I'm good.
We all could have prank called you then, bro.
You could not, because I was on the phone. Cause I got on the phone where it said the show, but I didn't look at the icon.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw where it said Pam. That's where it said Pam Chapman.
Hey, why you want to call out my government? Okay.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. My fault.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. No.
Yes, he did. He called out his own government name.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't that way. Now, what I was saying was I was explaining how it's in my phone, instead of in my phone. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see where I didn't watch the icon for sure.
Money on the low. Now, just for that, on Friday night, you're going to call in, and you're going to make sure you have some friends, because I need to prank some people, and I will feel a lot better.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to do that too.
You ain't going to call. He's going to stand us up,
Doc. No, I called a couple of times. Y'all didn't put me on. So I'm a light man. Yeah, a couple of times, Corey. You know, I love you.
Maybe
you thought
he wasn't cammed up, nigga.
Say what?
Yes.
Maybe
that's right.
Jammed up.
Who was jammed up?
You were not cammed up, you know, on camera with us.
On the camera?
Yeah, we're doing live chat now. Like, people can actually see us, but we're not doing it tonight because I am sick. And
I'm in the tub.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not like
you're doing live chat on what now? On what, though?
Big cam.
On big cam?
No.
You know, I'd be way far gone. You gotta get me on that thing again. Get me on that stuff, you feel me?
I'll send you the link, and then you just sign up, and then you can cam up, and you can see us do the show. And I'm not going to be sucking no more dildos on stick cam so I don't get banned off the show and stuff. Cause you
oh,
know,
okay,
I guess I'll
okay.
keep my clothes on and I won't dress, like, naked in front of the camera.
Yeah, right. You're bad. Yeah, right. I doubt that very simply. You did that.
Okay, Tasha.
Princess Nay. You didn't do that. I know you didn't do that.
She did. She forgot that the camera was on, and when she got out the tub, she was butt booty ass naked, and her big titties was...
That is so funny.
Yeah.
How you been, Chad?
I'm doing good.
How you been doing, Nate?
I'm awesome.
That's what's happening. No doubt, that's what's happening. I haven't been doing too much. Enjoying life a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Are you fucking? That's all I'm going to do.
Nah, not right now, you mean? Nah, not right now.
You lie like a carpet. Matter of fact,
we miss being called Dirty Bras. We need you to call us that one time. Make us feel good.
I know, right?
That's the love of the show. I like that. That's the love from the show. I like that. See, sometimes when cats feel like they be missing action, like, damn, they don't love me no more. Now y'all coming on the phone like, yo, we miss you, we miss you, GA. I'm like, oh, that feel good. That feel good in the heart. One love.
Oh, whatever. I'm getting ready to bring on the artist that's going to be on the show, Mr. GA. Actually, he's in the ATL, but he's from Mississippi. And for some odd reason, this motherfucker thinks he can hang and rumble with Princess Nay and Chalk Mommy, but,
yeah.
Woo, boy.
All right, bring him on.
Okay, Chocolate City Radio, I introduce you to rap artist Offset.
What's up?
What's up, scary ass?
Man, please, don't do me, man. Don't do me. From a whole nother cough, don't do me. I mean, what it do?
How you doing?
I'm in this bitch. Huh?
How you doing?
Beautiful, baby. I'm doing beautiful. Sitting up here with my super manager, you know what I mean? On Twitter, just got them just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? I said, fuck it, I'm gonna ride Chuck away tonight. What's happening?
Let me find out. You had to bring reinforcements to help your ass.
Oh no.
That's why he's sitting there with him.
You didn't hear me. I said he my dude. His name Low Key. He just laid back. You know what I mean? I'm the motherfucker. I don't need no help.
Hold on. Is that Angelo Low Key?
Oh,
No. Not Angelo Low Key. This is Low Key the Great. That's it. This is Low Key the Great, baby. My dude do it. Oh, my dude be producer. My dude be, you know what I'm saying, engineer. My dude do camera work. My dude do commercials. My dude do...
Yeah, fuck all that. Yeah. Does he get naked? That's what we
want to
know.
Yeah. The naked man, goddamn it. This rap shit ain't going to pop off, goddamn it. I'm going to be a good porn man, you know what I mean?
Oh, you got the right tools. Prince's name, have you seen his mouth?
That's a special treatment. It's only special for you to get that type of shit, man.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I explain to everybody about who you are and shit. Everybody gonna want the treatment. Princess Nay, I have the opportunity of meeting Offset on July 24th in my hometown. He was here for the Big Cat Records showcase. Bill and
what's up?
Uh-huh.
And he came in, right? And, you know, he got a little different swag about himself and everything like that. Got a nice dress game, nice shoe game, because, you know, I peeped everything out. take off, you know, if he don't have no head on, he don't got that Neo Applied syndrome going on and shit like that. So I'm just like, okay. And you know,
you left out one thing.
What's
what?
When I walked in there, everybody was like, "Burr!" Even though Gucci was there, I would ice the fuck up on their head. I would ice up in that motherfucker. It was cold in July that fucking night. You forgot that.
Well, see, when you came in, I didn't see y'all because y'all came through the side. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. You know what? I made my grand entrance, and half of the room was looking at me and shit. You know, then I came to be in your presence and. This mannish motherfucker tried to seduce me that night, Prince's name.
What?
Yeah. She playing. She been talking about I'm scared. She talking about show me that dick. I'm like, come to this corner. No, you got all these niggas around here. No, I mean, I ain't gonna pull my dick out like that. But come to this corner.
They might
I told
like
you.
It.
You know what I mean? I was with a bunch of, you know what I mean, old brand niggas, you know what I mean? So, you know. I ain't want to be, you know what I mean? Them niggas be already be jealous, slick jealous. They see that scrap on me. They be like, God damn. You know what I mean? You got them fucking that nigga up all the way home, bro. Real tough. But what,
well,
what the business
is,
though?
Is it crooked? Does it turn? I mean, ooh. Really. Tell me. Tell
us. No, I got that powerball issue, babe.
It's straight.
So I'm straight up and down. Just like me, straight up and down. Powerball issue.
It's like Cupid. Cupid will shoot you with that. It's good.
I'm talking about I take off running, just girl, look. Hey, look, bro. Might want to close that door a little bit. I'm riding the chocolate wave, but I know your girl back there and shit. You might want to close that door, you know what I mean? Because I'm finna go in, you know what I mean? They've been waiting on this, you know what I mean? Shit. Yeah. Look, hey.
Oh, I'm looking
at the
picture. Oh, damn, he's a little cutie, huh?
Look,
yeah,
that's
pretty
hey.
Looks.
I tripped myself in that pussy, baby. I ain't bullshit. I just take off one and just put one leg behind the other and just fall up in that pussy. That's how I rock it.
Oh, wow. That's not
look,
that's,
look,
that's
look,
so serious.
Look, this is what I wanna know. I heard y'all be talking all that shit about the chocolate wave. Then I heard somebody talking about ain't nobody gonna be sucking no dildos, ain't nobody gonna be getting out the tub naked, ain't nobody gonna be, man, what's happening?
We can't because we got kicked off strip camp.
Well, that means you need to go into, you know what I'm saying, some other, whatever you need to do, goddammit, you need to rewatch your shit so you can make it happen, you know what I mean?
We're going to do that. We're going to go to Rue for our lingerie shows and our late night booty shaking sessions. But right now, I got to have everybody listen to this song, Princess May.
Yes,
wow. I cannot express this right here. This shit is crazy. It's called My Dick.
My dick, my dick, my dick, my dick. Who sing that song? Who sing that song? Look. Hey, before you play that song, let me go ahead and get the record, you know what I'm saying, because these fuck niggas don't even understand what this shit means. You know what I mean? When I be hollering my name, Offset, these niggas be like, oh, that nigga, that shit, my nigga, you talking about real? Or you talking about Offset Jew? Or you talking about Offset Swag? No. I am an Offset nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm straight with them. I don't give a fuck about no niggas, none of these industry rap niggas or none of this shit. You feel me? For those who don't understand what that Offset means, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm in Atlanta. I'm off my seat, you know what I mean? But I'm still going to run this bitch like it's my hood, you know what I mean? Everywhere around this bitch, I be. By my motherfucking self. I don't need no 100 niggas or none of that shit. I be by my motherfucking self. If you real nigga, you going to fuck me. If you fake nigga, I'm going to run over. I'm gonna run you over. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it moving.
I like that.
Damn.
That's right. In other words, fuck all them copycat-ass motherfuckers, right?
Exactly, man. That's why I be putting the real Offset on my shit, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
I don't have niggas taking their videos down since I've been putting my shit up there. Let them niggas know what the real Offset is.
You know, give me a little while, because right now Chalk won't let me say all the shit that I want to say. She's trying to make me be nice and shit. But, you know, give me two after the magazine drop, and then I'm just going to drop a whole list of motherfuckers' names, because, you know, I really don't care.
You know what I'm saying? And then I don't be want to fall into the same procedure as the other nigga because I ain't no internet thug. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be all on there wrestling with you on internet. Oh,
I'm gonna have to do that. They all know where the hell I'm at. Come get me. If you have these motherfuckers, not even worthy of drinking my piss water. So I ain't worried about them.
Wow. On that note, here goes my dick. Y'all retarded.
Into some kinky shit. Hey, that's some real shit though. Some real shit though. And you see, you got them how I just got them to feature my own stuff on that thing though. You know what I mean?
All I want to know is when you make the video, since you be making these real ass videos, are you gonna be showing your dick?
I'm gonna keep that shit, you know what I'm saying, copacetic, man, you know what I mean? That'll be just too much, you know what I mean? I mean, like, I can't got nothing to do with like that right now, you know what I mean? Can't do it right. Like, I got a missus, you know what I'm saying? She got them checking out the Twitter and shit like that. She was like, damn, baby, you going in. But at the same time, she know what it is. You know what I mean? So.
Well, she needs to know. She got to share your dick. Your dick.
She already know what it is. She already know what it is. I'm talking about, like, she already know what it is. You know what I mean?
You got to make a video that represents that. And, I mean, you talking about your dick, so you got to show your dick. Like, come on. I mean,
see, I wanna see.
Frog, yay. I mean, that I is one see. Of the videos that could get your ass locked up. So showing your dick should be child's play.
that bullfrog, yeah, that was on another level. I told my homeboy, they're going to get me goddamn thrown away with that bullshit. And I'm on probation. But you know what I mean? This is what it is, you know what I mean? Just the ultimate real, you know what I mean? So just in case, you know what I'm saying, that bullfrog gay, get a nigga locked up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be all on camera showing my dick like that, you know what I'm saying? Even though I got me some little, you know what I'm saying? Look, I'm gonna start with a little website, man, you know what I mean? Where I'm just gonna be just showing number porn. I'm talking about like every bitch I fuck, I got them on camera. I got it all on tape, you know what I mean?
That's what I wouldn't. Hey, we just never encounter each other, did we?
Nah.
You know what you'll remember?
Them lips. Did
my dick. if we did, you'll remember my dick. You remember my dick. You got to remember my dick.
I would remember
dick.
The lips.
Girl, look, you got to be real special. You got to be real special.
And then what makes it so bad
about it, you won't remember my lip, baby. I don't use no lip, you know what I'm saying? Tell him, ask no lip, baby. You know what I mean? No lip. No lip. No lip, no lip, no lip. No lip. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm riding that damn chocolate wave. Big ups to y'all, though, you know what I mean? Because y'all doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Princess, man, chocolate mommy, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with y'all, you know what I mean? That's what's up, man. I fuck with y'all.
Oh, man.
Fuck with y'all. Strong.
Nice. Now tell everybody about Bullfrog,
yay. That Bullfrog, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, man, look, real talk, you know what I'm saying? I be checking these niggas out, man. I be around this motherfucker all the time. I be checking these niggas out, man. You know what I mean? It kind of aggravates me, you know what I mean? Because, like, when I first come up here, I had that street mentality, you know what I mean? So I'm around all these different niggas. I'm wondering why these niggas quit answering my phone calls, be looking at the studio, won't let me in and shit like that. I'm like, damn. And my nigga like, bro, these niggas really ain't cut like that. These suburban ass niggas, bro, these niggas ain't really from the street, you know what I mean? So when you come in to these niggas aggressive, you know what I'm saying, they scared of you, you know what I mean? So that bullfrog, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I remember back when I was like 10 years old, there's no lie, what a God to take breath out my body right now, you know what I mean? Well, 10 years old, my mama came to me and showed me a brick and a half, you know what I mean? Like, baby, we ain't poor no more, you know what I mean? And at 10 years old, I didn't really realize what that shit was, but I knew it had something to do about getting money, you know what I mean? So, shit, 3 years later, you know what I'm saying, I found out my mama smoking now, you know what I mean? So now my mama strung out. I got a little sister, and now I got a newborn little brother that we still don't know who that nigga daddy is. And it was like, okay, nigga, what you gonna do? So it's this old school nigga my mama used to fuck with. His name was Krell. You know what I mean? That nigga, the first time I ever seen a nigga cook that shit up, you know what I mean? I went to putting two together, you know what I mean? That nigga turned his back. I knocked off about six of them cups, you know what I mean? Ran to the hood, let a nigga beat me out of it. Then he sat me down, let me know what was going on. And I got in the streets, you know what I'm saying? That nigga told me, look, man, I'm giving you this game, my nigga, because your mama broke the rule. You know what I'm saying? Don't get high off your own supply. I love your mama to death, but I can't make up my woman no more because she strung out on this shit, you know what I mean? So at that point, I respected that nigga because he left me with a set, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, get money, you know what I mean? And the reason why I kept money, you know what I'm saying? And this what make me, I feel like a real nigga, you know what I mean? Most of these puss-ass niggas, most of these fake-ass niggas out here, these niggas selling dope to get cars, to get bitches, to get jewelry, to get fucking whatever that bullshit that they need to impress a motherfucker. That's why they sell dope. You know what I mean? Man, I sold dope to keep my mama from sucking my homeboy and them dick around the motherfucking hood. You know what I mean? That shit hurt me to my heart, but I did it. You know what I mean? I gave it to her because I wanted to keep her at home. I know once I, as long as I kept dope, she was going to stay at home. You know what I mean? I know she wasn't going to be out there renting her motherfucking car for no crack. I know she wasn't going to be out there sucking on nigga dick for no crack. I know she wasn't going to be, you know what I mean? So that's what it was, you know what I'm saying? So that bullfrog, yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, like, shit, the streets is all I know, you know what I mean? That's all I ever done was been on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Came up, fell off, came up again, fell off, came up again, fell off, you know what I mean? It just, but on top of it all, I done seen a lot of my niggas go to the penitentiary, you know what I'm saying, back and forth till they ain't coming home no more. I done seen a lot of niggas get killed, you know what I mean? But I'm still here, you know what I mean? So all this game that I done picked up off the streets, now I'm giving it to them with this rap shit, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I ain't no fucking rapper, you know what I'm saying? I'm a street nigga, you know what I'm saying? Just coming here entertaining y'all, folks, you know what I mean? Like, niggas can never get used to niggas can't never get tired of hearing my shit because I'm outside, man. Every time you think I'm stuck one way, I'm going to come a whole totally different direction, you know what I'm saying? I'm South Beach, you know what I'm saying? Midwest, West, North, East, goddamn it, Taliban music, country music, whatever niggas want to, I'm rapping on all that shit, you know what I mean? Just giving the motherfuckers what they want to hear, rock and roll. I mean, I'm all set, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to break the ice right now, you know what I mean? So once I break the ice and the motherfucker acknowledge that, damn, this nigga here hot, oh, sky's the limit from there, you know what I'm saying? And guess what? I'm a real nigga, so real nigga do a real thing. I never forget y'all, you know what I mean? I'm always got them to give y'all a shot. I'm always come show love. I'm always, you know what I'm saying, reach back for the motherfucker who fuck with me, you know what I'm saying, when I was an underdog. And that's, you know what I'm saying, real shit. That bullfrog, yeah, my shit going to jump. You can't knock it. You can't stop it. You know what I mean? It seems like I done left y'all speechless. You know what I'm saying? What's
that? Because how many motherfuckers will not get on a show or interview and then let people know exactly where the fuck they came from so you can
understand. Man, I'm talking about the niggas that was on the goddamn on my video, them my uncles. You know what I mean? Them the niggas that raised me. You know what I mean? Them niggas still right now getting high, man. I'm talking about nigga, all of my folks crackhead, man. I'm talking about, like, I ain't gonna lie around this bitch like I've been balling all my life. Baby girl, we used to run a motherfucking stench car from my next door neighbor house. The lady, Lord bless, rest her soul, the lady named Granny Grand took care of. It was a woman named Granny Grand. She had a son, you know what I'm saying? This nigga was gay. He smoked crack. Now my mama, best friend. If it wasn't for Granny Grand and that nigga that was gay, man, my family would have been fucked up. Me and my little sister and all that shit, we'd have been fucked up. Them folks used to run a stitch car from the back room of their house all the way to the other side of our house with goddamn an arm with them little socket things on that plug lamps all through our house and never told a soul. You know what I'm saying? They always used to say, "Well, Jerick, I know," you know what I'm saying? I used to go to school like I'm going to school, but I go to school, throw that motherfucking book bag in a fucking woods and hit the block. I'm a little old bitty nigga, you know what I'm saying? Little bit of nigga, man. Just out there, you know what I'm saying, living, getting it, you know what I mean? So that's why I feel like, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I'm going to get blessed because I done been through so much, man. I'm talking about, like, my mama, and what's so crazy about it, my mama done stopped smoking crack, like, shit, maybe at the end of eight, maybe about 10 years, I could say. I'm going to say about 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Man, my mama the first black woman in 95 years, 2 months ago, to get her ministry license in the church in Mississippi, you know what I mean? My mama doing good, you know what I'm saying? And every motherfucker around Mississippi, where I'm from and all of them go to my mama church because they remember. Man, that was that same lady, you know what I'm saying, that used to be on the street. I remember being 13, 14 years old, 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting up under the tree, same tree I was hustling, same tree my mama smoking up under, crying with. She didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, what it was that she wanted to do. I didn't even understand what it was that she was into and didn't really know the power of the shit that I was handling, you know what I mean? But I knew I had to get money, you know what I mean? Shit. So, I mean, like, man, These niggas ain't no real street nigga. These niggas talking about they all trap this and trap that. You know what I mean? Nigga, I got on the motherfucking block with a whole bunch of niggas that were older than me. All them niggas was killers. You know what I mean? And ran cars. You know what I'm saying? Shit, spend $200, get goddamn 3 blocks and make $60. Spend that $60, re-up and make goddamn, you know what I'm saying, $120, $130. I'm talking about with 15 niggas on the corner, one car pull up trying to spend $200. It's 15 niggas running down the street at this one car. That's what I call a real trap nigga, a real hustler. Know what I mean? Not no nigga that's, you met a nigga, this nigga already own, he give you some blocks and you go out there and give it to some more motherfuckers, know what I mean, to get on with. Man, you ain't no hustler, nigga, you just got put on. I came up from the goddamn ground, know what I mean? And I'm out here, still here right now today, still making this shit happen, you feel me?
That's I need to do a damn class and teach the rest of these motherfuckers how to be real niggas.
I mean, like, man, these niggas are impossible, man. I only fuck with a few, you know what I'm saying? And since I've been fuck with this rap shit, like, my dude be like, my nigga, you anti-social, and you don't want to fuck with nobody, you mean, and all this type shit. And I was like, didn't really, really realize that I was just fucked up like that, you know what I mean? But that's just me. But I never been around so many different niggas until I started this rap shit, you know what I mean? So now that I'm fucking with this rap shit, you know what I'm saying, I be like, damn. Maybe I am, because what's crazy about it, I fuck around and that nigga done made me smoke a perk blunt one day, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even smoke no more, you know what I mean? And folks got me on papers and all that shit. No, I ain't smoked no perp and got them no weed or none of this shit in about 10 years. Man, I fuck around and smoke that shit. And goddamn, I was the happiest person on the United States of America. You know what I mean? Talking about every bitch passed by, I was on her ass. Every goddamn person that came through looking funny, I picked out a cartoon character that looked at them. I had one of them 1994 highs, you know what I mean? But then they everybody come to me like, oh, officer, you so nice, you so this, you so that. But I ain't high no more. So now it's back to my old self. Nigga, what the fuck? Get the fuck away from me. I ain't with all that old extra talk, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? I just like to have fun. But right now, you know what I'm saying, it's really not no fun. It ain't about no fun right now with me. I'm out here trying to get money, trying to get on with the new shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to collab with different niggas that's, you know what I'm saying, serious about their craft, you know what I mean? I mean, like, there's so many fake niggas around here, man, you know what I mean? These niggas here be spooked to me, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to be nice, letting y'all guys know out there that I'm cool. I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to bust your shit or none of that shit. We just do music, and, you know what I mean? It'll make this shit happen. That's what's up with me. And for y'all women out there, I'm holding that thought right now.
For y'all women out there, my dick.
y'all need to start banging that shit in the club, you know what I mean? Making that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a hot little song. And then, you know what I'm saying, that's really outside my character, you know what I mean? I don't be really with all that old type shit. I really drop some real-ass, hard-ass music, you know what I'm saying? But I got to cater, you know what I'm saying, to the club. I got to cater to the women. I got to cater, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I'm just showing the person, you know what I'm saying, my growth. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let y'all watch me grow into the person I want to be. Because, like, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, my music just really be on some old boss shit, you know what I mean? But I'm going to start it from the ground up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to build that foundation, you know what I'm saying? I already got the blueprint, build the foundation. Now I'm building up my mansion, you know what I'm saying? So once I build it all the way up and I start living on the top, a motherfucker can go back and say, well, damn, I see where that boy come from, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you build from the bottom, you know what I'm saying, and lay that shit right, can't nobody knock it down, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody stand in my way, you know what I'm saying? Pick a fork in the road, I don't go left, I don't go where I'm going straight through it. And I might end up the same place that left was going to take me or right was going to take me. But I believe going straight going to get me there quicker. So when the rest of them niggas get there, I'll be there waiting on them. You know what I mean? I'll be there waiting on them.
That's what's up. I really appreciate you riding the wave with us tonight. It has been cool. I'm about to do a 9 o'clock tribute to Heavy D.
Yeah. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Big up. And I meant to tell everybody that, you know what I'm saying? Big up to that boy, you know what I'm saying? Heavy D, you know what I mean? Because, like, shit, I grew up off that nigga, you know what I mean? And that's crazy, you know what I mean? I was just sitting up at Twitter and I seen that shit happen. I was like, damn. And I want to say, you know what I'm saying? Free that nigga Conrad Murray, man. That nigga a motherfucking hustler, man. Real talk. Everybody talking about Michael Jackson this and Michael Jackson that. Okay, Michael Jackson, cool, you know what I mean? He died, sorry to hear that. You know, I grew up on Michael Jackson. I had a Jerry Curl back in the day, the beaded jacket and all that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? And Billie Jean and Smooth Criminal and Thriller, all that shit fascinated me as a young man, you know what I mean? And he still got that same effect, because I look 5 year old boy, swear to God, he's little Michael, you know what I mean? And it's fucked up that Mike died like that, but at the same time, at the end of the day, y'all motherfucker got to be real, you know what I mean? Mike wasn't Jay, you know what I'm saying? And my hood, Jay's died all the fucking time, you know what I mean? I don't see no motherfucking doctor on goddamn it on trial for manslaughter for Pimp C. He died, you know what I mean? He had too much syrup, you know what I mean? He was a junkie for syrup. The nigga Screw, he died. He was a junkie for syrup, you know what I mean? You don't see nobody on trial for that shit, you know what I mean? If that man guilty of anything, I feel that man guilty for being a motherfucking hustler, you feel me? That's what he guilty of. He ain't stuck Mike in the ass, arm, nowhere with no needle. You know what I mean? He gave that dope to Mike. Mike shot too much of it, and I mean, Mike knew the consequences of it, you know what I mean? Period, you know what I mean? I mean, like, at the end of the day, that motherfucker getting $300,000, shit, a fucking month? Wouldn't y'all serve Mike?
Yeah.
I'll serve the shit out of Mike, eh? I'm talking about cut all the rest of, hey, look, cut all the rest of my customers off. I ain't got a problem with nobody but Mike. This dope for Mike. No, you can't get, no, I don't give a fuck if you do want to spend $200,000 for this. Mike gonna spend this every month, you know what I mean? So, nigga, you just air once in a while coming around. No, this dope here for Mike. You know what I mean? So, free Dr. Conrad, you know what I'm saying? Murray, man, I fuck with the boy. That man a hustler, you know what I mean? Get your money, player, you know what I mean? Take that shit to trial, fight that shit, whatever he gotta do, make it happen. And I'll say that shit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I won't say big up to the whole ATL, you know what I mean, the whole state of Georgia, you know what I mean, because he fuck with me, you know what I'm saying, the strong way. Big up there in Mississippi, you know what I mean, that's where I come from, you know what I'm saying. Big up to New Orleans because I was raised over there with my dad and the people from. Big up to Chaka Mama, Princess May, you know what I'm saying. I love y'all, baby, you know what I mean. And hopefully we do this shit like ASAP, you know what I'm saying, again, you know what I mean.
Hell yeah, but we're going to do it live, nigga. We're going to do it where I see you, you see me, you see Nay, she see you. And then
yeah.
World can see your dick.
My dick.
Hey. Man, I was just in Atlanta, and Chuck was in Atlanta a little while before I was.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? We didn't have each other's number, you know what I mean?
Chuck, his ass was scared.
Yeah. No. We didn't have each other's number.
Well, all set. Yeah. I can't even front. Motherfuckers that I met him through was blocking and wasn't trying to give me access to him. So I had to go on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube and leave him messages, and that's how we got up.
Wow. So they were blocking.
Man, that's what them niggas do. I'm a threat to these niggas, y'all. I'm talking about real talk. I am a threat to these niggas. You know what I mean? I don't blame them, nigga. I love that. If I was them, I'd block me too. You know what I mean? Real talk. You better block me, nigga, because at the end of the day, you see, they should have just went on ahead and did what they supposed to do, you know what I mean, on some real nigga shit, because you can't stop what's supposed to happen. It's already wrote down, you know what I mean? This was supposed to happen, you know what I mean? So, the nigga just made
and
it hard for
them. What Chop wants, she get one way or another.
Yeah,
that's
just
how it works.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works, you know what I mean?
I bet they learn now.
Mm-hmm, hope they listen, you know what I'm saying?
I hope all them old whack ass motherfuckers listening. The copycats, the imitators, the ones that want to be duplicators, the haters, the mixed match Mustafa looking motherfuckers. I hope all of them listening.
Hey, baby girl, where you from?
Oh, I'm in Florida.
I said, where you from? I know you. I said, where you from?
Oh, all over. My family was military, so I was all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what happened. That
explains the brattiness. I understand.
that explains the brattiness.
And I can walk through my room naked now because I don't have no damn camera on. I don't have to worry about y'all seeing my naked ass.
The nigga started talking about my dick. Man, shit. It's okay, though. We'll get our chance. You know what I mean? To officially ride the chocolate wave, you know what I mean?
I want to see it. Yeah. I'm about that. Show me. Show me the dick.
I got you. Mm-hmm. So you have to do it. You ask and you shall receive.
Good. I like that. Answer. A man after my own heart.
Make sure y'all follow each other.
Excuse me?
Make sure y'all follow each other.
Yeah, I got on deck. You know what I'm saying? I do as I was told, as somebody say. Yeah.
Oh, I did tell you that the first time when I told him to follow both of my accounts. I said, and he said that he's now following. I said, glad to see that you do as you're told.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I said, look at this motherfucker.
My bad.
Are you good, baby? You know what I'm saying? I like real people, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, at the end of the day, I don't meet no stranger. I'm going to tell you what it is. Straight up, straight down, you can like it. Or you know what I mean? You don't have to like it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's just going to fuck me.
I don't meet no strangers, but I damn sure meet a lot of motherfuckers that I just can't damn stand. But I let them know, so it's all right. We still.
If I can't stand you, I don't fuck with you. You know what I mean? Period. I ain't faking the funk with you. I'm going to let you know I don't fuck with your kind. You know what I mean? Hopefully you'll leave it just like that. Okay, then we just don't fuck with each other. Because if you ask why, then I'm going to let your ass have it, and then you'll be feeling fucked up because you'll never get a chance to respond because I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? I don't fuck with you. Period. You know what I mean? But I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with you, Clint. Say, like, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Just keep being real, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? I always say, keep this shit 300, you know what I mean? Because if I ask for 300, I know I'm going to get 100. If I ask for 100, I'm going to get 25. So I say, keep it 100, I'm going to give you 25%. So if I ask you to keep it 300, then, you know what I mean? You might give me 100, you know what I mean? Makes sense.
Gotcha.
So keep this shit 300, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I know y'all got other callers coming in. I just wanna come and show some love, you know what I'm saying? Talk a little shit, you know what I'm saying? Be real all the time, you know what I'm saying?
And we appreciate you coming through and riding the chocolate wave.
No doubt, you know what I'm saying? So up until next time.
Smooches.
Yeah. Deuces.
Bye.
Hi, baby.
Chuck, you didn't have to hang up on me. I told you I would be good. Damn.
I
sorry.
I want you to call Drop. You probably.
Uh-huh.
But before we get into Heavy D, girl, it's this song I have to play off of this mixtape, and it's a remix. And, girl, when I tell you this song is so fucking hot, oh, my gosh, yo. It's the Make a Movie with Chris Brown and Twista, but Young Dro is on it, right?
Uh-huh.
At the end, he's rapping, and then he starts singing.
Oh.
And Young Dro can sing. I didn't know that. So here we go.
Oh, I didn't know that either. That just made me a little nervous.
What the hell? Hold on. I'm swearing. Wait a minute. Where the hell did I get this from? Oh, you know what? This is just not my day. I don't know why. Let's see here. Real player. If I do real player, I should be able to pull it up. I just got to find it on my damn, there it is. Because sometimes the CD will play, and then sometimes I don't know what it is. It's just like, it's just be tripping. You there, Prince's name? Hello? Oh, shit. Damn, I didn't mean to unmute. My bad.
Uh-huh.
Nah, seriously, I didn't mean to do that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to tell you the truth, that actually you didn't do it. My call dropped again, and I had to call back in.
See, that's why motherfuckers just lie all the damn time.
Oh, I told you the truth. I don't let you think that you did it.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't. I'm glad that you did. Now, let me see if I can get this shit right. Hold on.
Hey,
hold on. Is this it?
Walk around the
club. No, hold on. There it is. What in the hell is going on? You know what? I give up. I'm just gonna go ahead.
Sounds like operator error to me.
What?
It sounds like operator error to me.
No, it ain't no operator error. I don't know what the heck just happened. Like, for real, like, what? I mean, I played the song all day yesterday, right?
The perfect storm.
Okay.
Through a HD camera, her booty so big, but damn, I think I can handle her. Smelling like it's me, I can lean in the bed. Damn, my whole shot in bed with my head. Shorty like Patron, I like Remy instead. And when she kissing on me, I start shaking my leg. I'm tripping, I think I'm really going crazy. Shorty got a body that never seems to amaze me. Baby put me to sleep, I woke up and I thought of breakfast. Hey, baby, look what I done brought up. Scooby got me caught up. Shorty said she wanted my nod. Tell her, no, I want her body on the solo. She knew I was a baller. Maserati's in my garage. And plus, I woke up with a body full of polo.
Now, Shorty's so hot, she good with me. Shorty's so hot, she good with me. Get freaky on my camera. Never let her move me.
Thank you.
Rap is my shit, too.
Let's go.
Yo, that was Now That We Found Love by Heavy D. Oh, hold on. This one right here is They Reminisce Over You. P.L. Rock and T.L. Spool made this after the guy in the room, T-Roy, got killed. And then it's crazy because Heavy D just did an interview yesterday talking about this song and everything, and then boom, he passed this morning. So it's only right that I play this song because Pete Rock is his cousin. So here we go. Be like, ooh, wait, man, she doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting for it, and it's almost done. So here we go.
Thank you. vibin', and do time to be a FD fan. I'm swift, you know, and overweight Romeo. I'm getting a piece of the beat, because it's good to go. And go heavy, all ladies I'm fucking. Big extra love, but still good looking. Do you run out of swing on a romance spree? All you gotta do is lean on me, because the overweight lovers in the house.
Get busy, what's time?
Oh, Down with the money grip. Always got a plan and a scan to get. You lost that noxema.
Come be my groove.
An Illuminati in video recorded 2 hours before his death.
What now?
Somebody tweeted me and said, Heavy D warns of 2012 and Illuminati in video recorded 2 hours before his death.
Retweet that so I can see it.
I sure will. Because you know I have another Illuminati show coming up on the 30th.
Well, from what I read earlier on, what was it, on TMZ, you know, the paramedics went to his house, and they said when they arrived at his house, he was talking and he was coherent. They took him to the hospital, and then he just died at the hospital.
Huh. What are your thoughts on the Illuminati, Uptown Inches?
I don't, you know, I really don't know. Like, you know, I know there's some crazy shit out there, and I know there are people, you know, who have money and have power. Whether it's the Illuminati or whatever you want to call them, I don't know. But I do believe there are, you know, people out there who have more power than we think and are able to, you know, pull strings.
I mean, that's some serious shit, because I'll be the first to say that I'm not knowledgeable on that. That's why I have shows to enlighten me and stuff. But this shit right here, you know, and it's like, it seems like. Are speaking on it or they were in it, it's like something always happens to them. Once they lose their mind, they go to jail. It's crazy, because look at DMX, you know what I'm saying? And when he started speaking out and all his legal troubles and everything like that, man, I can't wait till November the 30th come, because I have hella questions. This is going to be another good-ass show. That's just some deep shit, like, for real. I have to ask my Illuminati, specialist about that one.
All right, well, it's time for me to go, ladies. I have to actually eat some food. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, you gotta feed the dick. We understand.
Feed the
dick. Yes, thank you for calling in. Princess Nay, I'm going to play this one last song, and then we'll be done. Then we can go play on Twitter.
Link to open.
Huh?
The link that you retweeted, I can't get it to actually open.
You can't?
Oh, you know what? Never mind. Got it.
All right, so I'll talk to y'all later.
All right,
okay.
Then.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, Princess A, I'm going to play Peaceful Journey.
Okay.
Hold on one second. How long is this damn, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Well, that concludes our Chocolate City Turn It Up Tuesdays. Like I said earlier today, RIP Smokin' Joe Frazier, RIP Heavy D. You guys will be truly missed, and you both were on a peaceful journey. And this also goes out to everybody else that has lost somebody. Here's a peaceful journey for you. I'd like to give a shout out to Ecstasy Entertainment out of New York. Jay Straight from the Gutter, what's up, baby? I see you out there. I see you doing your thing. I'd like to thank Bob, my photographer in the A, my favorite co-host, Princess Nay, for holding it down, being a ghetto princess tonight. What am I going to do with you? What am I going to do with you? So since you're in a good mood, I already know it's going down on Twitter. So I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. I hope Mufasa is ready.
What the hell is that? Oh, shit. Oh, never mind. So everybody, we will be back Friday. We'll be on Stick Cam this Friday. My account is ChocMommy03, and my username is ChocCity. I haven't personalized anything. I'm going to broadcast a few times and then slowly put shit up so I don't get banned right out the gate. So as long as he keeps his dick to his pants, we good. So everybody have a good night. Me and Princess Nay, we love you, and thank you for riding the chocolate way.
Smooches.
Bye.
Bye.